you know, it's easier to upload a video instead of audio, because the audio you have to do, you have to throw it into a program and then run it and then upload it. So what I started doing is I just upload this to my website, then the ones that I want to download when I get settled, when I have some spare time, I download it, throw it into the video program, and then when it's done, upload it. What I want to talk about, the reason I do the audio though is because there's less distractions, you know. It forces you to think. Now, this morning, I got a download. When I say that, I mean, what I mean is God revealed something to me in the spirit, you know, and it's not like it just comes to your mind. I don't know how to explain it other than that. Just stuff comes to your mind. You think, oh, that's how. And I've talked about it before. So you build upon it, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. I just went to the dentist and they were working in my mouth, and it's hard to talk right now for some reason. Maybe that's related. Precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You know, it's important to keep your teeth in shape if you can, because that's probably, I mean, if you keep your teeth straight, everything else seems to line up. Sometimes not, but most of the time. You can get a cheap dental policy with MetLife, really cheap. Anyway, here's the download that I got. Everything follows after Christ, but those who are not saved, they still follow after Christ, but they do self-glory instead of God getting the glory. And I've talked about that before, but I want to expand on it. So everything they do, if you don't recognize them and build them up as this or that, or they don't want nothing to do with you. Think about it. Everything follows Christ and his body down here in the material realm, in the machine, and probably in the spirit realm too, because it says that the saints will judge angels. So if the saints are going to judge angels, then that's high above the angelic realm. So Christ and his body is probably the pattern of all things, and I mean all things. So everything follows after Christ and his body, the types and shadows, a body, a corporation, a car, a head, a captain of a ship, a boss, a president, a leader, a follower, following after Christ. Now, what about those who are not saved and hate God? Because if you're not saved, you pretty much hate God. Because you want, so think about it. They're trying to come to God with their own good works, their own good deeds, their own self-glory, comparing themselves with one another. Look at me, look at me. All eyes on me, right? Isn't that one of their songs? Have it your way, McDonald's. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Have it your way. It's all about me. Self-glory, self-works. So those who don't really rest in the finished work of Jesus, it's going to be their works, their image. They're going to be trying to turn you into their image so you can unfold everything from this truth. The narcissist, the Jezebel, the queen bee, the legalist, the scorner, the evil man, the evil woman, you can unfold them from this zero point and then unfold it. So everything follows Jesus. So those who follow after Jesus, they wanna humble themselves before God. And so they wanna take up their cross, because they know that's the truth. deep down, they know it's not fun at times. But then you get to a point where when you start to get the knowledge, when you renew your mind, you think, it might not be fun, but it's the only thing that works. It's the only thing that counts. It's the only thing that's reality. Everything else is fake reality. And so those who follow after Christ, but in an anti, because if they don't trust Jesus, they're still following whether they know it or not, but they try to usurp. So the woman tries to usurp the authority in the home. The children try to usurp the parents. Jezebel tries to make her husband into Ahab. It all unfolds from that source code zero point, that is either God's glory or self-glory. So those who give God the glory, it's faith alone and Jesus alone. Those who give self-glory, and it's all about me, it's all about their works and how good they are. And what brought me to this was the word virtue signaling. I haven't looked it up. Man, my glass just got hit on my car and cracked my glass. Man. A rock just hit my glass just now. Virtue signaling. They want the glory. It's all about them, you know. Virtue signaling. Now I gotta take care of this. Now I'm taking care of a tooth issue, and another issue, and now a glass issue. I must be under a spanking of some kind, a scourging. It's a test, I guess. I gotta get that glass fixed fast. But the virtue signaling is all about look at me and look how I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and it's all about self-worship, you know. I knew that car hit me. I knew that truck threw up a rock, but I didn't know it hit me. It caused a crack that fast. That's a shame.